It's the 4th of June, 1944, Melbray reporting. Allied forces are within hours of taking Rome. Units are moving through the outskirts towards the city centre. German units are in full retreat. It appears a decision's been taken not to defend the city. 2 days ago, the Pope asked for the city to be saved. Allied commanders made it clear they'd continue with their advance regardless, and it was really up to the Germans. And there are growing signs the invasion of France is very imminent. There's increased naval activity all along the Dorset and Hampshire coastline. Convoys and battleships are beginning to move into Poole and Christchurch bays. Among those now in Poole Bay are 4 obsolete warships and more than 50 freighters destined to be scuttled off the French coast as makeshift harbours. Troops aboard ship are being given final briefings. They got their first sight of their objectives only a few days ago, shortly before boarding. Corporal Lew Besant of the RESC was one of those camped in the New Forest.
When we were shut in the camp, no one was allowed in or out, we were shown a relief map of the coast, where we were going, the names of the villages and the German strong points, and even the names of the units defending that coast.
The Allies have launched a big air raid on fortifications around the French Channel port of Boulogne. This is the area where the Germans have been led to believe the invasion will be launched. More than 8,000 tons of bombs were dropped in the raid. And finally, Professor Alexander Fleming is to receive a knighthood for his discovery of the drug penicillin. His name appears today in the King's Birthday Honours List. Professor Fleming first chanced on the antibiotic in 1928 while examining mould that had grown in a laboratory experiment. It was perfected 4 years ago and has since saved the lives of thousands of servicemen and civilians. That's the news this hour on the 4th of June, 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time.